Hell yeah. Some old-fashioned rock and roll for you there. Hello, everyone. Welcome to another Rat Hole Radio. We're a little bit delayed tonight. I was just saying before to anyone listening to the live stream, I would like to have blamed the previous show running over, but as there isn't one, I can't really get away with that. Only about 10 minutes late, so hello to everyone who's listening on the live stream. If you're listening to this on the podcast and you want to listen to the live stream and you're wondering what the hell I'm talking about, when the next show's on in a couple of weeks, I'll tell you the date at the end. Make sure you come over to ratholeradio.org/live at 9 o'clock on Sunday. That's 9 o'clock British time. So 8 o'clock UTC, I think that is. So you have to work that out what it is for you. It's kind of like Sunday evening for folks in UK and Europe, and Sunday afternoon for kind of folks in the States and similar places. Other places, I'm afraid you'll have to work it out. If you're in China or something, you'll have to work it out for yourselves. But I hope you're enjoying the show. So that first track, yeah, as I said, a bit of old-fashioned surf music or rock and roll. The only thing is, it's not really old-fashioned. It's quite new, or at least that track's quite new. It's by a band called The Dead Rocks, and they're a Brazilian surf band, so I imagine Brazil's quite a nice place to go surfing, but they're a surf band, and obviously they play that kind of funky Dick Dale style of guitar, surf guitar, and that track, I'm reading the name at the same time, that track was called Boogie Splash Crash. nice name. Yeah, so it always annoys me when people say to me when I play that kind of music, anything with that surf guitar in it, they go, oh, is this from Pulp Fiction? And don't get me wrong, Pulp Fiction's a great film, but surf music was around a hell of a long time before Quentin Tarantino decided to play something in Pulp Fiction. And people seem to think you'd almost think Quentin Tarantino went and got the guitar and invented surf music back in 1992 whenever he released Pulp Fiction. But there we go. So it's been around a long time. So that was The Dead Rocks, as I said, with Boogie Splash Crash. Welcome to the sixth episode of Rat Hole Radio. It's a lovely Sunday evening here in the UK, in Liverpool. I'm Dan, by the way. I forgot to introduce myself, so hello, everyone. I've got the first thing I wanted to play you, actually, is I got an email last week or the week before from a friend of mine, Kevin, who lives in Jersey. He may well be listening to this. He sent me this email with the rather strange or cryptic, not cryptic, the rather intriguing subject line, "Is it my name?" Which I thought, well, that was just that with a question mark, and I thought, well, is what my name? So I had to open it after that. And he sent me this email, which basically he was referring to some track called C64 is the name of the track, and it's by a band called Dollar Rex, who are on Jumendo. And the guy in the track is saying something in the background, which sounds a bit like he's saying Kevin. And he basically asked me if it was his name. So I thought I'd throw it out to the wider listening public, and we can kind of decide if we think it's his name. So I'm going to play a bit of it now. It's, as I said, it's by a band called Dollar Rex. And it's from an album called 3600 Ultimatic. Yep, and this is C64. So I'm going to play a bit of this, and I'm going to do like a poll, like I normally do, but obviously this time it'll be for what you think this guy's saying. So have a listen out and see if you think he's saying Kevin. He's saying something that sounds similar to Kevin at the start. It's a bit of a weird kind of electro stuff. Sounds a bit like, I mean, I always say it sounds a bit like Kraftwerk, but in this case it does actually sound a bit like Kraftwerk. So have a listen to this, and remember, listen out for that. And he repeats it lots of times, so see what you think he's actually saying. We'll be right back. it just kind of fades out there. So that was the track. It's only very short. It really only is only like a minute long, that track. That was C64, which I would hope is a confirmed geek sounds nicer than convicted, doesn't it? Enough about my prison record. I'd like to think that the C64 in that title stands for the Commodore 64, classic, you know, computer that everybody remembers. Most people remember. I imagine most people listening to this, or you geeks out there, remember that. So, I don't think that track was made on a Commodore 64, unfortunately, but we never know. So, the poll I've put in the, for everyone listening live, the poll's in the chat room there on IRC, which is at, it's on Freenode. It's on irc.freenode.net, and the channel name's #RatHoleRadio. If you're listening to this and you're not in the chat room, or watching this on Ustream and you want to get involved, that's the place to go to. So have a look in there and you'll find the link. So everyone get voting on that. And towards the end, later in the show, I'll kind of decide. A few people saying there, I noticed Neuro saying he thought it was 11. I thought it might be not 11. He thought it was heaven. I thought when I heard it, it might have been saying heaven. So I don't know. But we'll have a decider on that and later. And we'll see what the results are. So next up, I got some more kind of electro for you. This track's a bit longer than a minute, though, thankfully. And it's by a band called Locust Toy Box, who I don't know a hell of a lot about them, to be honest. Someone sent me them as a recommendation. I found the album on Jumendo from an email someone sent me. And it's really good. There was, I don't know, about 15 tracks on there, something like that. It's about an hour long, and lots of really good stuff on there. I mean, some of it was a bit hit and miss, I have to be honest, but there was at least four or five tracks that I thought, you know, I'd quite like to play. But the first one I thought I'd play this week is called Pixel Boy, and it's a nice bit of kind of melodic electro music, so I hope you enjoy this. Yep, this is Pixel. This is Locust. Getting the name wrong. This is Locust Toy Box with their track Pixel Boy. We'll be right back. lovely sound of the Soft Drugs there. That's a band called the Soft Drugs. I've played them before. I seem to remember on one of the first, I think maybe the first show I did or second show. I mean, it's funny, I've only done six and I already can't remember what I've done and what I haven't and when it was. And yeah, that's not surprising with my short-term memory. Anyway, but I played a guy called T.W. Walsh, and he's the kind of the lead singer and main guy in the Soft Drugs. And that was a song by them called Brand New Name, which I really like. I dig the kind of the funky electric piano sound in that. It sounds like an old Fender Rhodes or something, which I always really digged. So that was good. I don't know why I say dig a lot. I think I've magically kind of gone back to the 60s somehow. It's all groovy, man, and I'm digging this, and, you know, I just like, sound like my dad or something. Anyway, I hope you enjoyed that one. And before that, as I said, that was Locust Toy Box with a song called Pixel Boy, which I liked as well. A few people enjoying that in the chat room, which is always good to see. Up next, I've got a track for you. Kind of another, I don't know, another left turner. As you know, I tend to be a bit eclectic in what I like and what I play and stuff like that. And this is a bit of, I suppose I would describe it as kind of turntablism or hip-hop, you know? I haven't really got any rap this week. This is almost the only hip-hop tune I've got, so I'll probably make up that quota in other weeks. But it's really good track. It's by a guy called DJ Rush, who I found on Jamendo, and the track's called The Big Bang. And I don't know, it's one of those things. I tried years ago to get into DJing, but I mean, DJing in the form of, you know, mixing stuff and scratching and all that. And God, I was awful. I got like a cheap pair of decks and, you know, I thought I was going to be DJ Shadow. Turned out I was more like Tony Blackburn, unfortunately. Although I've never heard Tony Blackburn scratch. Maybe he's a legend. But a lot of people say to me, you know, or people in general who don't like hip hop and stuff say to me, oh, that's shit. You know, it's not music. It's just noise and you know, scratching a record doesn't take any skill and all that kind of rubbish. But let me tell you, when you've seen DJ Shadow live, as I have, using six decks at once on stage and, you know, managing all six and doing a different instrument for the track on each deck, you can't tell me that's not musicianship. I won't have it. That takes a damn, you know, damn large amount of skill. So enough of my failed attempts at hip hop stuff. So this is DJ Rush with The Big Bang, and I hope you like this one.
Some breaking and some rapping and some breaking and some scratching.
Yeah. My recommendation does not worry me, which goes to say that sin is very successful.
Laughing at that. One man's rat poison is another man's meat. Yeah. So less said about other men's meat, the better, I think. Yeah, so that last track there was a track called, as you may have guessed from the lyrics, Dr. Kill Klein, by a band called White Star. And a few people commenting there, that track is so 80s. It's like, you know, it's incredibly 80s sounding. But I think it's relatively recent. I don't know, but I think it's relatively recent. But it sounds really cool. And some comparisons to... It's a New Order with that kind of bass line, you know, the very high pitch, high up the neck kind of rhythmic bass line going on, and some of the synths and stuff. And yeah, I thought they were cool. A bit like New Order with a, I don't know, a more kind of rock ballady singer or something, I don't know. But a decent band. That was a recommendation sent to me by our friend Daz Fuller, who I mentioned last week, last show, I should say. He sent me that one. They're on Jamendo. Obviously, all the links will be in the show notes. So if you want to download any of the tracks or find more information about the artists, you can always do that at ratholeradio.org, where all the show notes will be once I've released the show. Well, tomorrow, as I'm recording this, the show will be released as a podcast, and you'll be able to get all the information on the tracks and stuff there if you want it, and also find other stuff to do. So yep, that was the first track. The track before that, as I mentioned, was a guy called DJ Rush with some cool, I suppose you'd call it turntablism, the kind of scratching going on in hip-hop and stuff. He's a cool DJ, I like him. And his album's really good. The album that's off is called 100% Rush, and it can be found on Jamendo. And the rest, it's kind of a mixture of hip-hop and drum and bass. A lot of the album's more drum and bass. I'll play you some of that in coming weeks, the drum and bass stuff, but this time I felt like a bit of hip-hop and a bit of scratching and stuff. So... yeah, that was DJ Rush up there first with the Big Bang, and after that, it was White Star with Dr. Kill Klein. So up next, I've got something a bit different for you. You may remember, or you may have heard on previous shows, I've had little clips from, you know, comedy shows and stand-up and stuff like that. Different comedians. I played some George Carlin, and before that I played Howard Marks on a previous show as well. And in a section that I'm calling, no, dubiously calling, Words of Wisdom. Not my words, thankfully. My words are rarely wise. But this week, I mean, I've got a guy that I've mentioned a hell of a lot. Basically, if you hang around with me for any length of time, chances are I'll at some point mention Bill Hicks, because he's a huge, huge hero of mine. Sadly died many years ago now. Bill Hicks, he was only 32, and he's an American stand-up comedian. And if you haven't heard his stuff, then I encourage you to hear it. Not just because he's funny, because he is funny, he's really funny, but he's so on the money with his observations about politics and life and all kinds of stuff. He's just an incredible guy. I miss him a lot. He died in about 94, I think, 1994, at the age of 32. He got pancreatic cancer, which is all very sad. I read a book recently, reasonably recently, about a year ago, maybe 2 years ago now, written by his friends about his life, and it's really worth reading. I'll put the link in the show notes to the book. I can't remember the title of it now. I think it's called Cosmic something. No, what's it called? Anyway, I'll find the link, and you can find that. A few people in the chat room already listening, because I've mentioned I mentioned Bill Hicks already doing various Bill Hicks quotes, like "suck Satan's cock," which I always, you know, it sounds mad. You'd have to have heard it, but that was his comment on advertising and an artist selling out to advertising. And I always. Whenever I see some advert, you know, with fucking Johnny Rotten advertising Country Life Batter or something like that, or fucking Iggy Pop advertising Swift Cover car insurance, I think, for fuck's sake, you know, suck Satan's cock, basically. So that's essentially what they're doing. Anyway, so this is a bit of Bill Hicks for you. This is Bill's thoughts on his travels around the South, a place he was actually from, Texas, which is reasonably far south in the US, but he has a kind of love-hate relationship with the South, which is strange. And he's talking about his experiences in Alabama, in a certain Waffle House. So have a listen to this, and I'll be back in a bit.
Get this, another true story. This is going to frighten you, because it's absolutely true. I'm down in that town, Fife. After the show, I go to a Waffle House. I'm not proud of it. I'm hungry. I'm eating, I'm alone, and I'm reading a book. Waitress walks over to me. Hey, what you reading for? Is that like the weirdest question ever? I have never, ever been asked that. You know what I mean? What are you reading? Okay. But what are you reading for? Shit, you stumped me. Why do I read? Why do I read? I don't know. Guess I read for a lot of reasons, you know. And one of them is so I don't end up being a fucking waffle waitress, all right? Then this trucker in the next booth gets up, stands over me and goes, "Well, looks like we got ourselves a reader." What the fuck's going on here? Like I walked into a Klan rally in a Boy George outfit or something. It's a fucking book. I read. There, I said it. Waitress goes, "Why read when you can just flip on the tube?" Because it's not the same. What do you think I'm reading? Hee-haw the book? She said, "Huh?" So if you've ever been to a Waffle House and you notice that the menus has pictures of the food on it? Yeah.
robot. Sad, sad a robot. Sad, sad a robot all alone. You're a sad, sad a robot. You're a sad, sad a robot. You're a sad, sad a robot. You're so alone, alone, alone.
What a tune. That is a classic tune. That was a band called Pornophonic. They're a German band, and that was a song called Sad Robot, if you didn't pick that up from the lyrics. A few people referring to Marvin from from The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy. He was a sad robot, wasn't he? Maybe that's what it's about. I don't know. Yeah, a lot of people kind of getting into that song on the IRC channel there in the chat room, which if you're listening live and you're not in the chat room, don't forget, is irc.freenode.net. And the channel is #RatHoleRadio if you want to join the others in there and have a chat. There's some cool chat going on at the moment. So a good band there. We were just discussing then in the chat room about the fact that they use like a Game Boy on stage to make sounds, and they use a lot of 8-bit, old 8-bit samples and stuff, and old computers and stuff. And their album's actually called 8-Bit Lagerfeuer or something like that. I can't remember. I can't pronounce this German, but it's got a lot of 8-bit samples and stuff in it, and their stuff's all on Jamendo as well. So you can get it there. Don't forget, if you go to ratholeradio.org, you can find all the links to all the tracks, anything you want to find out about the artists, stuff like that. Further reading, if you like, homework. Yeah, so it's good to see people enjoying that. And obviously before that, Bill Hicks, as I mentioned, the legendary Bill Hicks, with his, I mean, a bit of a strange sample, that one. I just cut up a little bit. And the sound, unfortunately, the sound quality wasn't brilliant, but that was from his Relentless album. So if you want to go and get hold of that one, listen to the whole thing. If you haven't heard it, I really encourage you to do that. An incredible guy. And somebody put in links in the chat room to the book I was mentioning before. So another reason to get in the chat room if you're not there yet. That'll be in the show notes later if you're listening to the podcast. You can head to ratholeradio.org and find them there. So up next, I've got something a bit different for you. I imagine this is going to divide people a bit, because it's some really kind of hardcore industrial electronic music. So if you've been lulled into a nice relaxing mood, I warn you now, this may disturb your relaxing mood. It was actually sent to me by one of our listeners. I don't think she's listening tonight. She was listening to the last live show, but her name's Fiona, and I met her in Manchester when I went to do a talk for Manchester Free Software a few weeks ago, and she sent me some of her tracks, and I had to listen through, and it's definitely different. It's different to anything that I've played so far on the show, and as you know, I'm always on a quest for things that are different and interesting, and I like this. It's I'm going to try and pronounce the name, but I'm not sure exactly how I'm supposed to say this. It's Marimadon Process, I think you would pronounce that. Apologies to Fiona if I've just butchered that, but that's the kind of the name that she goes under. And this track is called Corvette Falling. It's, as I say, it's quite hardcore industrial electronic stuff, so expect a lot of loud bass drum and pounding bass drum and loud synths and stuff. So have a listen to this. I hope you like it, and I'll be back in a minute.
Morning.
Interesting finish there. So yeah, a few people getting into that on the chat room, which was nice to see. A kind of a apocalyptic sound to it, I thought, but kind of cool. And I like the layers of synths and stuff. So thanks to Fiona for sending me that. That was Myrmidon, I think it is. Myrmidon Process. I'll have to get her to tell me how to say it properly. It's Myrmidon. Maybe most people now to say that, but I've never come across it before. So I'm going to say Myrmidon Process with Corvette Falling, as I said, which is the name of the track. So that was a bit different for us, wasn't it? Don't forget, I mean, that kind of illustrates my point. If you've got, you know, if you make music, or if you know somebody who makes music, or, you know, your mates are in a band or something and you've got a demo, by all means, send it to me. The email address is show@ratholeradio.org. You can send me any comments or, you know, general abuse, anything you want, really. Feedback, whatever you want, anything, requests, I suppose, within reason. Obviously, something I can get away with playing without getting arrested. Yep, anything like that. Gigs, you know, if you've got gigs, anything you want at all, send it to me. I'm always interested to hear what you got to say. So up next, I've got a band called Merovingian, which the Merovingian, I seem to remember, was a character in, I know it's an old historic name, but it always reminds me of that weird French character they had in those awful sequels to The Matrix. It was called the Merovingian. I don't know if that's why they called that. I suspect it's not. But yeah, this is, I mentioned on, I think it was either the first or second show I did, I mentioned a mate of mine called Ian, who I used to be in bands with, and he sent me, he's working with this band at the moment. He's actually playing bass with this band called Merovingian, and he sent me their demo, or he sent me, emailed me a link to some of their stuff. I had to listen to it, and I really liked this track, and I thought I'd share it with everyone. So I hope you enjoy it too. It's called Something I've Found, and it's got a nice bit of a weird kind of electric guitar sounds going on in the background, effects kind of thing, and a nice bit of acoustic picking going on, and also a really interesting vocal, I thought, as well. Really good singer. So, as I said, this is Merovingian with Something I've Found. I hope you enjoy it.
Don't you think? weeks, not all. Don't you think that you'd be better at home? Your thoughts, your own. Don't you think that you'd be better at home? When time takes no toll. Don't you think that you'd be better at home? When your thoughts, your own. Don't you think that you'd be better at home? When time takes no toll. Don't you think that you'd be better at home? When your thoughts, your own. Don't you think that you'd be better at home?
Interesting finish to that one. nice kind of electronic guitar sound, as I said, and a cool mix as well. So that was Merovingian with a track called Something I Found. And I really like the kind of haunting vocal in it. It's cool. If I sound a bit different, and people watching on the video will be able to see this, I've moved the microphone because I'm going to pick up the guitar in a second and start twiddling about with that. Got a live track for you. A few things I was going to mention before, and I've just been talking to Don S in our chat room, in the IRC chat room there. And as I mentioned, you know, if you've got gigs and stuff, you know, give us the details. And he said, I'm playing this Friday, which is great. He's in a band called Quantum Jazz, which is excellent. I don't know if it's any kind of, he's in Denmark. So I wondered if it was some kind of tribute to Niels Bohr. I don't know if anyone will get that. All you scientists out there might get it. Bit of a physics joke with the quantum jazz name. Yeah, and he's playing at a place called Blow Anso's. Blow Anso's. He's written it. I got him to write it phonetically for me. And I'm going to say Blow Anso's. In Denmark, which is obviously the town. So if you, by some chance, you are in Denmark and you listen to this and you can get to the venue, it's this Friday. He hasn't given me a time, so I don't know, get there sometime in the evening, 7 o'clock maybe, and see if you can see Quantum Jazz. Sounds cool. So nice bit of he says they play smooth jazz, and apparently I almost pronounced it correctly. He's telling me now, so that's not bad. That's pretty close. I'm getting there. So I thought I'd have a look at the results from our poll that I gave before, and we were trying to work out if that track I played before by C64 I played before, whether it was actually saying the word Kevin or not. And according to our poll, apologies to Kevin, but nobody seems to agree that it is actually your name. I gave four options. The options I gave for the poll were Kevin, obviously, was the first option. Heaven was another one. Seven I gave as well, and the fourth option was just something else, but like none of those, something else. So the result was 60% of people have said that it was saying Heaven, which was kind of what I thought as well. So that's the result of that one. 20% of people saying Seven. Nobody voted for Kevin, so apologies to that one, Kevin. Two people voted for something else, so well done, guys. A win for Heaven there. So yeah, that's what the consensus is on that one. So I mentioned a live track. I'm gonna, given my success last time I did this at reading the lyrics from the screen, I'm gonna try and do it again. And the track I'm gonna play is it's actually one of my own tracks, and you may think this is very self-indulgent, and I suppose it is in a way, but quite a few people have asked in the comments and stuff on the blog on the site there on ratholeradio.org, quite a few people have asked, you know, why don't you do one of your own tracks? So I'm going to attempt, here we go, get the guitar lined up. I'm going to attempt to do one. And the funny thing is, you may wonder why I say attempt to do one of my own tracks, but this is a track called Reality, which I haven't played in a very, very long time. And me being the failmeister that I am, I didn't get time to practice it today, and I can't even remember the words, even though I wrote them. So I've got them on the screen in front of me. So, I do quite a bit of music under the name Sonic Real Estate. It's kind of like a band name. I've had different people working with me and stuff. Also, I don't really like putting my own name on things. It seems a bit, I don't know, just as a musician, I suppose, I didn't really want to put my name on it. So I've called it Sonic Real Estate, which comes from, something that, years ago when I was studying sound engineering, one of the guys I worked with was a Canadian guy, and he had this way of explaining frequencies, if you like, because obviously there's only so many frequencies in any sound, and when you're doing a mix or something and you're trying to make the best mix you can, you have to kind of spread things out among the frequencies and use what he would call the sonic real estate. He said, like, the frequency spectrum, if you like. He used to call it the sonic real estate, and I just thought, what a cool sounding name. So there we go, that's where it comes from. So this is a track called Reality. As I say, I've not played this in a while, so you're going to get an acoustic version now. I hope it's not too boring with just the acoustic, but here we go. After that build up let's see how it goes. Sometimes I wish life was like a sitcom, where everyone's happy all the time. I know it's not real, it's just TV, but for the moment I'm happy to dream. Maybe I could crawl right through the screen to where everybody knows my name. Stop for a while and have a beer. Watch all my troubles fade away. The bomb with 1 second to go. Saves the world and gets the girl. At least until the credits roll. The screen goes black and it's reality. When nothing works out the way you planned, you did your best, but the script got lost in the mail. Yeah, a bit of a ropey version there. I actually forgot the lyrics, even though they're right in front of me. I kind of forgot to look up and see what they were. So, that was a tune called Reality, as I said, which is one that I wrote, about 2-3 years ago now. You have to excuse the changes in sound while I move the microphone here. I could do with a roadie, actually. Maybe that's what it is. If anyone wants to apply for that job, let me know. There will be hardly any pay. I might be able to make you a cup of tea or something. But don't expect, fortune, because I don't have a fortune, unfortunately. So that's pretty much all I've got time for this week. I'm trying to put the guitar down without making too much noise in the background. So I hope you enjoyed that one. You can actually find those tunes on a site called Shed Music, shedmusic.net. There's a music blog that I used to do where I'd post like a new song and stuff, and every, I didn't update it that often, but every kind of, you know, month or so, I'd try and post a new song. So there's lots of stuff that I've done on there. And you can find a lot of it under the name Sonic Real Estate, as I said. So that's pretty much it for this week. I've got, obviously, a track to play you to close, which I hope you'll enjoy. So I'll introduce that in a second. But first, I'd like to say thanks for listening, of course. If you want to... If you want to send any feedback, as I said before, you can send it to show, S-H-O-W, at ratholeradio.org. You can also go to the website, ratholeradio.org, obviously, and you leave comments and stuff. A few people left comments on the after my pleading for people to leave comments last time on the show items in the feed there. A few people did leave comments, so that was very nice. Thank you. Thank you, people. You made me smile there. So if you want to do that, please do. If you've got any demos or, you know, as I said before, any music stuff you want to send me, please do send it to show, S-H-O-W, at ratholeradio.org, and I'll do my best to have a look at it. So I thought I'd finish. I wanted to kind of set up a competition almost, and to make it a bit fair, because I know the vast majority of people listen to this on the download. That's on the download, not on the down low. I'm not being all like street or anything. yeah, on the download, which, you know, the podcast version, if you like. So in order to kind of make this fair, I thought I'd make it an email competition rather than a live competition. I mean, I do tend to kind of say things a lot, similar things, and a few people have already suggested possible things I could call my catchphrase, such as, oh dear, that song ended quickly, or, you know, something like that. I think on the first show I said, oh dear, that song ended abruptly about 5 times, and I say other things. So my kind of competition idea was send me what you think my catchphrase should be. It could either be something that I do say a lot, or something that you think I should say that would sound funny. within, you know, and I'll have a look through them, and I'll pick my favourite one. And I haven't decided what the prize is going to be yet. It'll be like a CD or a book or something like that. I might even give you a choice if you win. So I'll try and announce that next time, or if there's not enough entries, I might leave it and mention it again and do it on the show after. But if you want to send emails with your suggestions or whatever, or observations of the catchphrase to show, S-H-O-W, at ratholeradio.org, as I said, please do. And don't forget, you can follow us, follow the microblogs on Identica and Twitter. The account name is Rathole Radio, funnily enough. And you can, you know, you can find updates about the show there, and there's links to all that kind of stuff on the main site. So I'm going to finish off tonight with a song by a band called Asleep in the Park, who someone sent me them as a suggestion, I think, a while ago. I forget who, so apologies to whoever emailed me about it. But I had a look through. They're on Jumendo, and I got their album, which is called Sky Caves In. And there's about, I don't know, there's about 2 or 3 tracks, maybe, I'd say, that are really, really good on that album. The rest are kind of, you know, middling. But that's not bad. You know, it's pretty good going. And this song that I'm going to play is called Adore, which makes me think of the Smashing Pumpkins. They did a track called Adore, but no, this is a different one. This is by Sleep in the Park, and it's got a really kind of I'm trying to think of the word. It's got a really kind of anthemic quality, if that's that's the proper word. It's very, you know, you can kind of get into the chorus, and it's got a really, you know, you can sing along and stuff. If you want to, feel free. I've subjected you to my singing, so if you want to, you know, do the same, feel free. Yeah, so I'll leave you with that for this week. Thanks to everyone who's joined me. Thanks to everyone who's chatted away in the chat room and stuff, and helped to make the show. That's always makes a big difference. So I'll see you in 2 weeks, which will be, I think it's the 23rd of August, something like that. It's whatever the Sunday is around there at 9 o'clock UK time. Obviously, you can. You can catch me then. There's the Icecast stream, which we've been running again this week, which sounds a lot better, I believe. I mean, when I tested it out and I listened to it, it sounded a lot better than the Ustream live stream. So if you go to ratholeradio.org/live, you can find details about how to listen, or if you want, watch the webcam and listen to the stuff from Ustream through Flash. So here we go. This is after my rambling. I'll quit rambling now and play the track. This is Asleep in the Park, as I said, with their track Adore. So enjoy this one. It's a good old kind of sing-along rocky tune, I suppose. So I'll see you in a couple of weeks. Have a nice time. Take care of yourselves. And thanks for listening.
wasn't what you wanted to talk to me about. Wasn't the news you wanted to break. And you can't continue with another dark secret. So you have to get it off your chest and onto me now. The words that we've chosen are always softly spoken. So you would not see my eyes. And you can't continue with another dark secret. So you have to get it off your chest and onto me now. The words that we've chosen are always softly spoken. Wherever you go, whatever you do, wherever you go, you're the one that I adore.